Welcome back to the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. My name is Barry Odell, and I am your host. Fulton County Gospel News is a bi-monthly publication of The Church of Christ in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. And if you'd like to learn more about our paper, just visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com, and there you can find all the information you'll need. The paper is always free. You can get it as a PDF in your email, or you can get a hard copy through the United States Postal Service. Just let us know what we can do for you. Also, if you've not yet subscribed to our Podbean channel, go to podbean.com on your computer or on your smartphone, go to your app store, download the Podbean app for free, and become a follower, subscriber to Fulton County Gospel News. All right, so today I want to read an article to you from the August 1974 edition of Fulton County Gospel News. I don't know who wrote the article. There's no name associated with it, but the title is You Can Be Just a Christian. And this article is so important, this concept is so important for us to grasp, because in the midst of our world, the fact of the matter is, it's so hard for people to look at the religious landscape and then come away with the conclusion that I can be just a Christian. So I'm going to read this article to you, and hopefully it'll be an encouragement to you. Has it ever occurred to you that you can be just a Christian, nothing more nor less than just a plain Christian? Yes, even in the midst of the religious confusion of our creed-bound, denomination-divided age, it is possible for you to be just a Christian and nothing more. What does it mean to be just a Christian? Well, being a Christian means so much more than merely being a good, moral person, more than just going to church on Sunday, more than just having one's name on a church roll. Being just a Christian means to trust and obey Jesus Christ, just as Paul, Philip, and all the Christians of the first century. It means going back beyond all distinctive Catholic and Protestant doctrines of today to find Christ just as he is revealed in the inspired New Testament. You see, there were no different denominations in the beginning of Christianity. The early disciples were all one body. They were called simply Christians, Acts 11:26. They did not follow different creeds, but were guided by the faith once for all delivered to the saints. The New Testament, first as spoken word, and later as written by holy men of God as they were guided by the Holy Spirit, was their only rule of faith and practice, 2 Peter 1:21. We have this same New Testament today and can reproduce the same pure Christianity which flourished in the first century. We can be just Christians. To find the details of just how you can become and remain just a Christian like Peter, Paul, Barnabas, and John, you need only to open your New Testament and read for yourself. We suggest that you begin with the book of Acts, because this is the book of conversions in the New Testament. In the thousands of recorded cases of conversion listed in Acts, you'll observe a consistent pattern of obedience. They all did the same thing to be saved. They believed in Christ, repented of their sins, and were baptized, Acts 2:38 and Acts 16:31. In this fashion, they became all that the Lord required of them. Modern concepts of Christianity may vary so much from the pure form of it seen in the Bible. There was not a multitude of ways of being saved, for the Lord stated His terms of salvation that were to apply to the whole world, Mark 16:15 and 16. The concept of joining the church of your choice had not yet been developed. People had only the choice of one church, the divine one for which Christ died. There were not a multitude of faiths, but the one faith, Ephesians 4:4. So that's the end of that article, and I know it's pretty brief. Again, it's from the August 1974 edition of the paper, but it hits on an important aspect of New Testament Christianity, and it is the fact that you can be just a Christian. The New Testament doesn't know the concept of what I call hyphenated Christianity. In other words, you know, people will say something like, well, I'm a Baptist Christian, I'm a Catholic Christian, etc. Those are not scriptural designations. Those are completely foreign to the concept of New Testament Christianity and of the New Testament church as a body. One of the things that I liked that this article said was in the next to last paragraph, the last sentence, it says, after talking about what the people in Acts did to become Christians, the author wrote, in this fashion they became all that the Lord required of them. So think about that statement. They became all that the Lord required of them. Christ did not require of them to become Reformed. He did not require of them to become Catholic. He did not require of them to become Protestant. They were required to obey the gospel. You know, Jesus, we're told in Hebrews 5:9, is the author of eternal salvation to all those who obey him. So you do what he says do, and you become his. It's like in Matthew's account of the Great Commission in Matthew 28:19, the disciples were told to teach, baptize into the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and then teach those who had been baptized all things that he had commanded them. That is the simple formula of the reproduction of Christians. We're told in Luke 8:11 that the seed is the Word of God. We're told in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 21 through 25, that people are reborn, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, by the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. I don't have to know Reformed doctrine. I don't have to know Protestant doctrine. I don't need to know the Westminster Confession of Faith or the Catholic catechisms. I just need to know the seed. And 1 John 3:9 tells me that the seed needs to remain in me. It's kind of like David said in Psalm 119, verse 11, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee." That's what we need. And when we put God's word into our heart and we apply it properly, we can be just a Christian. We can be just a member of the simple New Testament church. I don't have to find a denomination. I don't have to find a church that fits my niche. I can just do what God wants me to do that is revealed in the pages of His New Testament. That is simple New Testament Christianity, and more people need to hear that message today. All right, so that's it for today. You can be just a Christian. Again, if you'd like to get the paper, the Fulton County newspaper, go to our website, manofspringchurchofchrist.com, and let us know what we can do for you. Subscribe to the podcast on Podbean and become a follower, and then you can share the content online. Thanks again for listening today, and I'll catch you on the next episode of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast.